When there is a storm, with the wind on shore, the whole bay is a mass of leaping waves, and broken water threatens every instant to annihilate the stake nets, which stretch out here and there along the shore. More than a few vessels have been lost on these wide stretching sands, and it was, perhaps, the roaring of the shallow seas and the terror which they inspired which sent the crews to the spirit room, and the bodies of those of them which came to shore later on, to the churchyard on the hill. If Cruden Bay is to be taken figuratively as a mouth, with the sand hills for soft palate, and the green hawklaw as the tongue, the rocks which work the extremities are its teeth. To the north, the rocks of red granite rise jagged and broken. To the south, a mile and a half away as the crow flies, nature seems to have manifested its wildest forces. It is here, where the little promontory called Whinnyfold juts out, that the two great geological features of the Aberdeen coast meet. The red sienite of the north joins the black gneiss of the south. That union must have been originally a wild one. There are evidences of an upheaval which must have shaken the earth to its centre. Here and there are great masses of either species of rock hurled upwards in every conceivable variety of form, sometimes fused or pressed together.